Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Claudia Puig and Peter Rayner. First, Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay, starring young Storm Reid. Claudia?
I think this is a really important film in the fact that it's the first time an African-American woman has directed a movie with a budget over $100 million, and she's only the fourth female to direct any budget that size. So it's very significant, and I love the colorblind casting. Occasionally quite visually stunning. It didn't all come together for me, but I appreciated a lot of it, and I appreciated the overall kind of earnestness of the message.
I think that I wanted to be transported by this movie, and I for the most part, I wasn't. There are some beautiful visuals in it. Some of the acting is quite spirited. But overall, I just felt a little more earthbound than I think I was supposed to feel at the end of the movie.
A Wrinkle in Time is rated PG and white. Released The Death of Stalin, a comedy starring Steve Buscemi, Jason Isaacs, Michael Palin, Jeffrey Tambor. It's from director and co-screenwriter Armando Iannucci. Claudia?
Well, this is a very topical black comedy, loosely based on history with some little moments of actual fact mixed in. It's also based on a couple graphic novels. The one-liners go fast and furious. I thought it worked really well, as you would expect from someone who has done Veep and In the Loop.
Yeah, Armando Iannucci is right. A wonderful comic talent, and the cast is amazing. You know, Michael Palin, Steve Buscemi as Khrushchev.
New Jersey Khrushchev.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very, very funny, very sharp, witty movie that really hits home, especially now with everything that's going on in Russia.
Silly, peevish bureaucrats?
The death of Stalin is rated R at the Arclight Hollywood Landmark in West L.A. The dramatic thriller Thoroughbred stars Anya Taylor-Joy, Olivia Cooke, and Anton Yelchin, written and directed by Corey Finley. Claudia?
I think Corey Finley is really a talent to watch. I think this has elements of Heathers and Heavenly Creatures, but it does. It's very well written. He's a playwright, and you can tell his dialogue is razor sharp, and it's just wonderful to see and sad to see Anton Yelchin again.
Yeah, it's written by a playwright, so the dialogue is actually quite good in this case, and the two women are really sharp, and it's a good creepy movie, sort of a cross between Heathers and Hitchcock's Rope.
Thoroughbreds, featuring one of the final performances of the late Anton Yelchin. It's unrated in selected theaters. Also out this week, Goldstone, Australian thriller. Peter, quick word on this.
Yeah, this is not about a Jewish superhero. it's a movie set in the Outback. I love Outback movies. This isn't totally successful, but it's kind of a Western noir Outback. It's just
beautiful cinematography.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting a film.
The movie is Goldstone. It's rated R at Lemley's Town Center and other Lemley theaters. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday and Saturday for the full hour of Film Week.